Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, inviting you to an hour of music called Reflections on Psalms 121, 91, and 128, all selected for your Lenten listening. You will hear seven settings of Psalm 121, a Jewish prayer or kaddish, and interpretations of Psalm 91, 128, and verses from Psalm 34, including nine different composers and selections from Mendelssohn's oratorio Elijah in English. This visit commenced with a Jewish prayer or kaddish, "May God's great name be evermore exalted." It was taken from a CD shared with me by an Omaha listener and contains the entire midnight service according to the Orthodox traditional ritual. We will hear more of that CD on a future broadcast. Now, here are the voices of the Gloria Dei Cantoris with our featured Psalm 121, "I Lift Up Mine Eyes Unto the Hills," by Walford Davies. The conductor is Elizabeth Patterson.
I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From where?
The Gloria Dei Cantoris have presented Psalm 121 to lay the foundation for this broadcast. Let's look at two other psalms before we focus on other matters. Here is Psalm 91 by Mendelssohn. For he shall give his angels charge over thee. This is followed by Psalm 128, Blessed is everyone who feareth the Lord, written by Jewish composer Salomon Rossi. The singers are the Nederland Kammerchor, Klaus Stuck, conductor.
Thank you.
You heard two psalms that fit our thinking, Psalm 91 by Felix Mendelssohn and Psalm 128 by Jewish composer of the Renaissance, Salomon Rossi. Both selections featured the Netherlands Kammerchor with Klaus Stock showing the way. Those were the voices of the choir from Clare College, Cambridge, with Timothy Brown on the podium, and a classic entry by British composer John Goss. It was a reflection on Psalm 34, verses 8 through 10. Taste and see how good the Lord is. We turn now to a setting of Psalm 121 by Estonian composer Cyrilus Creek, a wonderful creator who wrote some magnificent choral works. This performance is by the Estonian Chamber Choir with Paul Hillier in charge. I will lift up mine eyes to the hills. That was Psalm 121, created by Estonian composer Cyrilus Creek, written in 1923. It takes on a simple but strong stance and really relates to our own time. Simple but very understandable. The music of Cyrilus Creek. The next version of Psalm 121 is by American composer Morten Lauritsen. This is from a set of three psalms presented by The Singers, Minnesota choral artists, led by Matthew Culleton. A very engaging piece of music.
My help cometh from me.
Matthew Cullerton and his singers from Minnesota, and the setting of Psalm 121 by American composer Morton Lauritsen. The harmonic structure is a bit more close than what we've heard earlier in the program. American composer Mack Wilberg wrote his beautiful Requiem to be programmed with the Vaughan Williams work Dona Nobis Pacem. Although not explicitly a lamenting text, Psalm 121 merges very smoothly into the emotional fabric of Wilberg's Requiem. In this case, it is scored for baritone solo and orchestra, with the soloist Brian Terfel. We hear the orchestra at Temple Square with conductor Craig Jessup. Psalm 121, I will lift up mine eyes.
Shall preserve thy going out. From thee.
The very rich and romantic setting of Psalm 121, composed by Mack Wilberg in 2007, taken from his Requiem. It was presented with baritone Brian Terfel, with the orchestra at Temple Square with Craig Jessup on the podium. Our focus today is on the Psalms, especially Psalm 121, for your Lenten reflection. You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art now in its 26th year, originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com. German composer Samuel Scheidt, whose years were 1587 to 1654, was organist at the Marienkirche in his native Halle nearly 50 years before the church witnessed Handel's baptism. By the late 1690s, Scheidt's music was considered archaic. However, as early music devotees know too well, prosperity is fickle and gets things wrong sometimes. Scheidt was an acquaintance with Schütz and Pretorius, and like his contemporaries, sought to bring early Baroque Italian musical idioms into Lutheran liturgical music. His collection of Sacre Cantonis was published in Hamburg in 1620 and consists of 8-part vocal works in an antique contrapuntal style. From that collection, we hear the complete Psalm 121, I Will Lift Up Mine Eyes. It is sung here by the Athensis Consort of Berlin, led by Klaus Martin Brescott. Psalm 121 by Samuel Scheidt.
Thank you.
From that marvelous eight-part contrapuntal setting of Psalm 121 by Samuel Scheidt, we turn to another setting of our featured psalm by English composer John Rutter. This was written along with his Gloria in 1974 for the voices of Mel Olson, a choir in Omaha, of which I was a singing member and associate conductor. This version was recorded by the Cambridge Singers in London in the year 2000. John Rutter is the conductor.
Thank you.
That was Psalm 121 by John Rutter, written in 1974 and recorded by the Cambridge Singers in the year 2000. It is included in his CD, O Praise the Lord of Heaven. We are moving to the conclusion of the Psalm Fest on 121, and we'll accomplish that with three selections from Elijah by Mendelssohn, sung in English. We hear tenor Robert Murray sing, If with all your hearts ye truly seek me. Then the trio presents Lift Thine Eyes to the Mountains. Paul McCreesh leads the Warsaw Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you.
Now we conclude with the Warsaw Philharmonic Choir and Orchestra, with the Gabrielli Young Singers and the Gabrielli Consort and Players, again with Paul McCreesh, and the final chorus from Elijah. Then shall your light shine forth, the music of Felix Mendelssohn. I just heard the final chorus from Elijah by Mendelssohn. Then Shall Your Light Shine Forth, performed by the Gabrielli Young Singers and Gabrielli Consort and Players, again with Paul McCreesh on the podium. And you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. This visit was called Reflections on Psalms 121, 91, and 128. And I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting you back for more impressive vocal and choral literature. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend the vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2019.